You are all the supervillain of your own Power Rangers movie. How are you going to take over the parents of Angel Grove? Go.
Alrighty. I will steal their children, and then they'll do whatever I want. Right? The children are the entire reason that the plan got foiled in the end, so why not just kill two birds with one stone?
That's... And you're going to get 2 points with one answer, James.
You know what you only get when you're a parent? Minivans. We're going to get those Google self-driving minivans, and the parents, as soon as they get in them, they will be taken to wherever I need them to go.
You get 1 point because this is the 90s and they don't have those yet, but it might work today. Ryan?
Well, you know what they say, Stephen. The quickest way to the parents' heart is through their pornography. I would make special ooze-themed pornography that would mind control all the parents in Angel Grove.
You would get them some sort of like fetish or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. 2 points.
Insidious.
That's not a fetish.
All right. I have your answers. And now from Under a Rock Podcast, power up. Right.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of From Under a Rock. Rock. I'm Ryan Evans.
I'm Steven Zarita.
I'm James McAnally.
I'm Michael Ornelas.
And welcome to the podcast dedicated to taking you out from under the rock on movies that you should have seen by now.
Proverbially speaking.
And this week, Steven brought James out from under the rock that he'd been living under.
Yes,
by not watching the Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
We are doing great today.
I'm wondering,
at not flubbing words.
There was no Mighty Morphin on the
title on the DVD.
Card,
they took out Mighty Morphin.
You're right. That's
so just the Power Rangers.
Well, that doesn't change the name of the movie. It just changes.
No, it completely changes the name of the movie.
It's like
it already
Live, Die, Repeat, and what was
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow. In both cases, the original,
which
title
was originally
was
called All You Need Is Kill.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the working title.
Well, really? That's not
that's
the movie.
Awesome.
Where
I wish they
had
kept
week.
That.
Right?
I actually really like that.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow was the worst out of those three.
Yeah, they could have...
I like that abstract. It makes us stick out. Mm. We're talking way too much about the not...
the not
Mighty
the movie
Power
that we're,
Rangers
we're talking
movie.
About.
I don't know how you managed to not see this movie, James, considering every kid in the 90s watched Power Rangers.
Yeah, even
Rangers.
I had
first
seen it.
Ryan had seen it.
First of all, what are the 90s? Second of all... I never really watched Power Rangers growing up as a kid. It was always once I got into like Dragon Ball Z, that was like a big part of my childhood.
But Power Rangers preceded that by a couple years. So the reason I picked this, you know, you might be saying, is this an essential pick? Is this a movie I must have seen? And we kind of talked about this with movies like the Sailor Moon movie, or you know, and other TV shows turned into movies. Those movies might not be essential picks, but generally the franchise they're part of, the TV show, the larger product, big cultural impact. So when we say the Power Rangers movie is an essential pick, we're really saying you probably should have seen some Power Rangers thing because somehow it was this huge thing that everybody was aware of.
Although I'll actually say that this movie specifically, of all the franchise-specific movies, like all the TV shows that spawned a movie... I think this is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's other ones.
I mean,
like
there's
Star
Transformers
Trek.
Now.
Yeah, Transformers now.
But that was like that's like a reboot. It's
this,
not like...
yeah, this movie has this. It's kind of one of a kind because yeah, most of the time it is something like Transformers where it's a reboot done 20, 30 years after the original show aired. We had something close like Star Trek where the original show ran from 66 to 69, and then in 1979 they brought the cast back together to make the first movie, and then they made five more. This is the only one that I know of that the movie came out during...
In the middle of its run.
Its run.
And was a part of canon.
No, it's not, actually.
It's not.
It takes place in an... Yeah.
Huh.
You so, say...
Yes. This movie takes place in an alternate universe. That's why everything looks like it has more of a budget. That's why Rita and Zed look different. That's why the Ranger suits look different.
It's a parallel universe where that's they not, have a little bit more money.
That's yeah. not really their explanation.
No, I know.
Is it also Angel Grove or is it it's Devil's Angel Grove? Or is it fucking...
Angel Grove is oddly like Sydney, Australia for some
it's
reason.
God's Grove.
God's Grove.
With the higher budget.
Yeah, higher budget.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you know what I actually watched growing up a little bit? Big Bad Beetleborgs. You
yeah.
guys ever watched that?
James,
the spin-off?
You get a point. You get a point.
You know, I watched a little VR Troopers when
VR
I was a
Troopers.
Kid.
I'm aware of VR Troopers, but I didn't watch it too much.
I miss that about the 90s because the whole Super Sentai genre kind of proliferated into Power Rangers, VR Troopers, Big Bad Beetleborgs. There was a lot of shows like this.
You ever
but now
see Dragonflies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
What Dragonflies?
Well, there was the Dragonflies, and then there was Sky Dancers. So it was basically the exact
opposite.
Oh,
yeah,
opposite,
but one was
guy,
one was girls.
I actually watched the crap out of Sky Dancers because I have a little sister.
Of course you did. Yeah.
And
those toys were really
ridiculous.
Cool, though.
James held up air quotes when he said, have a little
have
sister.
Have a little sister.
Steven, you just gave James a point. What was that about?
Well, I like to. Well, we all like to give out points when we're hosting the podcast. Guest each week. Basically, whoever has the most points for making good points during discussion or funny things that make me laugh, whoever has the most points earned through those means that by the end of the podcast gets to pick the movie next week. So we award points throughout the podcast,
as
and then
well
we award more during the challenge.
Challenge.
Not yet.
And in this case, in particular, we actually had some pre-awarded points during
yeah,
the movie.
Steven couldn't wait
yeah.
until the actual podcast.
There were some good puns made during the movie, so Michael started off with two extra points, and I think Ryan started out with one. Mm.
And we've already bridged that gap to where we're all even
all
now.
Of my right. jokes fell very, very flat. So
and I'm
I
also
didn't get
yeah.
any.
I'm also going to be giving out points for good Ranger catchphrases throughout the podcast. So if I pick up on you guys making some good Ranger catchphrases or quotes... y'all will earn a point that way, too.
Well, for now, though, back to action.
Ryan, you get a point.
Yeah. Is that actually a catchphrase?
Oh, yeah.
In this one?
Oh, yeah. Every time they'd leave
oh,
the
yeah.
command center,
oh, yeah.
Jason would go, back
That's
to
a Minnesota
action.
Catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back to action. Yeah.
Minnesota Rangers.
The only one I know is I.
Park Rangers.
Minnesota
not even
Park
really
Rangers.
Catchphrase.
It's park and time.
Minnesota Park Rangers. Yeah.
We might as well talk about this now. There's all kinds of parodies that the Power Rangers series has spawned.
Oh, yeah. I'm in one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Sour Rangers on the Annoying Orange channel, right?
Yeah, that's me. You may know me as the Red Sour Ranger. That is, yes, I'm red.
You're saying that as though like you're famous for it.
I, you know, the Red Zucchini is my battle gourd. I am the leader. That's me. You can, yes, you can stop applauding.
Or if you haven't watched the YouTube,
hold on.
You might not recognize
did
it
you,
at
did
all.
Did you guys produce a solution to evil?
He's deciding
you can
how
have
many
a,
points to take
You
away.
Can have a point for doing a work-relevant pun.
A what?
It's like, that's a pun we would make at work, so.
Oh, come on.
That's like,
I don't make puns with anybody at work.
It was... It's because there's nobody you work with.
It's a very, yeah, that's true. It's a very serious. It's a very serious workplace. No puns allowed.
But yeah. Back to the movie. It is interesting that this movie came out during its run. I mean, the closest thing I can think of other than Star
what
Trek
was,
is Firefly had the Serenity movie, but that was after
that was
it was
afterwards.
Canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right after, but still.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of shows that do get movies now, it's because they didn't resolve the way that they wanted to
right.
once their show ended.
It's like fan service.
Except
almost.
Entourage. No one knows why that movie got made.
But it just shows how big of a phenomenon this movie was, that it was so
a more
big.
Phenomenon.
Oh,
Ryan
man.
And James both get a point.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great one.
We tied into something he already said. You just said it like as soon as you were done with another catchphrase during the viewing of the movie.
Whatever.
You're just trying to stack. Make
I
a
am.
Change.
Of course
yeah.
I am.
But that just shows how big of a phenomenon this was because, yeah, it got a movie during its run. Like they took a time off of the TV show to make the movie. That's just crazy. And I mean, it was kind of towards the end of that initial big wave of Power Rangers. Shortly after the movie, the hype died down. But, you know, Mighty Morphin was huge. I think it, at least for its time, was the most successful kids show in history. I don't know if it still has that title.
I was actually a very big contributor to that. I had so many action figures. Mm-hmm. I think it was 5-inch figures that had the flip heads.
Oh, so great.
I had like the, I think like 11-inch, like.
The plush doll things?
No, not the plush ones. They were like hard plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Very few
they had
points
like
of articulation.
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about.
They were more like dolls, basically.
Yeah,
like,
they were
their
like big action
would move,
figures.
Their legs, and if we
I
were
think
lucky,
their, heads.
Their neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a, you know, Steven's got this Saba dagger lying on the table in front of us. I had a cheaper version of that when I was a kid. I also had the Gold Ranger's staff thing.
So there's a Gold Ranger, too?
Actually, yeah. When I lost my first tooth, the Tooth Fairy gave me like $5 and Saba. I woke up and I had like a Saba next to my bed.
I got like $1 per tooth.
Yeah, I know, right? And that was a fortune, and I was happy.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
That was a great moment.
You sure that wasn't your birthday?
I am positive.
One of my favorite memories as a kid, my grandma was coming over to visit when I was like 3 or 4. And while I was sleeping, she just put the Red Ranger plush doll next to me. So I just woke up and I had a Red Ranger doll. And I was like, oh, Grandma, you're the best.
That's nice.
That was nice. She did that with a lot of things. Like, that's how she would give me things. Is like I was sleeping and then I wake up and be like, oh, presents.
Okay, can you explain something to me, Steven?
Yes.
This is, again, I'm sorry, going a little off.
Yeah, you have a lot of catching up to do.
I do have a lot of catching up to do. Why does everything have to be six or seven things mashed into one? Like, I'm looking at these weapons that we have on the table.
That's a great question.
I understand with these guys, like with the
Megazords.
Yeah, the Megazords.
I've got this.
It was merchandising, right?
Yeah. But it's like, can you have just a sword? Or can you have just a flute or something?
Well, a kid's not going to buy a flute and a sword when they have a flute sword available.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that like,
oh, so you're talking about why is this... No, okay, so
well, like, this
why is
sword,
this a sword that's also a tiger, and why is this
a
dagger
that's also an AI that's also a laser? It's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you want to make them cool. Yeah. It's like Michael said, a flute or a sword is boring. What kid wants a flute when they're 3?
No,
but
like
a flute sword.
Like, these swords, they don't even use them as swords in the show. They don't hurt
Saba,
anybody.
Saba actually came into the equation as laser eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... The Black Ranger, not in this movie, has an axe that he uses as a laser cannon, but more than an axe.
So why have an axe at all?
Because
I have a laser cannon. That's awesome.
It's like multi-tool. Alien technology.
Alien technology is the answer to everything.
It comes along with... It's like Transformers. Do you want a robot or a car or a robot that turns into a car? It's like... The main point of this show originally is to sell toys.
Right.
And but also specifically toys that other franchises can't give you. You're not going to find like a sword, flute, or you know something like that from another franchise.
Right. I guess that's true. I was thinking
you
of this as
sword,
a lore thing, not as a toy thing.
Well, I mean, there are bits of lore. They work it you know into the TV show more.
Right.
Like the dragon dagger is iconically, you know, the flute theme song is iconic, and that's
but
a part
it also
of the
looks
lore.
Like a clarinet.
Yeah,
it looks more like a clarinet than it does look like a
flute. It's just because it's black.
And it has like things like a trumpet would have.
And it sounds like a horn, yeah.
So it's very confusing.
And it summons
also
dragons.
Have keys like that, though.
Yeah,
but not like this, keys. Like specifically
but that,
looks
that
like,
does
a
look like a trumpet.
It actually, I honestly think that the Green Ranger's dagger is one of my favorite looking weapons in all of history.
Oh, yeah. It's so unique.
Yeah.
You would never think of, before this, mashing an instrument with a weapon.
I would have gone with the Buster Sword. Final Fantasy VII.
That's another good one.
That's a good one.
It's just
it's a little impractical.
No, that is like an entire load of iron just turned into a sword.
Think of all the workout you'd have to do just to wield that.
And he can twirl it around
his
fingers.
Yeah, he can twirl it
around
his fingertips. It's crazy. Anyways.
Steven, let's you know go into the movie and give us a recap, a plot recap here.
Let's do it. So this movie starts off, the Rangers are just, it's another normal day of life for the Rangers.
Just
they're doing extreme sports, skydiving.
In the same day.
But things take a different twist when the humans and the construction workers in Angel Grove uncover Ivan Ooze, who starts his plot to take over the world and actually destroys the Rangers' command center and thus their powers. And the Rangers have to go to Phaedos to find the great power to get Zordon revived and defeat Ivan Ooze back on Earth.
And Xena is there.
Xena, warrior princess, is there for some reason. Dulcea.
She turns into an owl.
I told you guys that Dulcea was my dad's favorite part of this movie.
I wonder why.
He mentioned it quite a lot. He would often...
Hey, do you think I could get her number or something?
Well, he often professed his love for the Power Rangers movie, which was kind of out of character, I thought, when I was younger. But now I kind of realize what exactly was going on there.
Yeah.
He didn't know her name, though. He just called her Ninjetti.
Ninjetti.
He didn't know.
that's actually close. That's actually not...
He swears that's her name.
Yeah, he was kind of in the ballpark. She gives him the Ninjetti powers. So, I mean, let's start talking about the plot, and I guess let's start with Dulcea. This movie does this weird thing in the middle of the second act where it introduces Dulcea as this kind of new mentor to the Power Rangers who gives them a like half of their new powers and then sets them on a quest to find the other half. But then she never really does anything after that. She just completely disappears from the plot, which I thought was weird.
I thought well, she's I always there to watch over the planet.
Guide, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But I found it kind of funny because they're like, "Won't you come with us to this horrible, dangerous jungle?" And she's like, no." Like you can see it on her eyes, like in her face. She's just like, "No, you see, if I step beyond this plateau, magical things will happen." She doesn't want to appear like a bitch or anything.
Yeah, no, I don't want to fight any Triceratops.
Well, she says that she'll start aging, so she just wants to look hot forever.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's understandable, that's fair. I guess.
She has you look like figure. That. Man, like, do you see her abs?
As long as I stay within this area, I am forever young.
Did I see her what?
Her abs.
Oh,
they were intense.
Okay.
I saw a lot of her.
We all saw a lot of her.
But it's like, as a kid...
saw like 80%.
Well, this begs the question, as a kid, did you have a little stirring when you looked at her? A little stirring in the pants?
I have no such recollection.
No, not till
so
I was
you just
older.
Were just like, James. You were like, okay, cool. So, naked James. Chick,
yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
Why are you making it sexual?
Because we're talking about how hot she is.
My worst fear has come to pass.
Michael, you get a point. That was great.
Little unrelated, but Steven, I remember you telling me you go to a lot of these conventions and stuff and talk to Power Rangers fans and
the actual
the
Rangers
stars and stuff. And you said that a common question that the actors often get is, what does it feel like to wear the suits?
We answered this exact
and gross, probably, right?
I think we answered this on the Dragon Ball Z podcast. They have to be more explosive because they're restricting. Although these suits specifically were like 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay,
Tommy's
so,
were like 60.
Yeah, the movie ones looked really
bulky.
And,
you know, in the original show, they used...
Are they bulky and skull?
Michael, you get a point. Michael's playing the game.
Racking them up.
This is unfair. I don't know any of these. Can I say more phenomenal again and get another point?
I think you're good on more phenomenal. The show had just cheap spandex suits. This movie, with its bigger budget, has, you know, kind of padded armor. It looks like something that you could, you know... would actually be kind of useful in combat if you take out the fact that they're 40 and 60 pounds heavier. But yeah, it's just one of the many examples of I love how much better this movie looks. I luckily twice since I moved to California I've been able to watch this in theaters. There's a kid in California, I mean he's my age, there's a guy in California who
there's a grown man in California.
You can say it.
There's a guy in California who bought the film reel of this off of eBay when he was like 12. And
actually, kind of cool.
Now that he's an adult and he has friends with movie theaters, you know, he screens it every once in a while. And I've seen it both times he's screened it. And it's so cool seeing this on a big screen just because it hits you. Wow, they took this TV show and made it a movie. I'm watching this cast of fresh faces from the TV show on a big screen. The command center looks 100 times better.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like the transition to movie... It doesn't just look like this is a long TV show episode. And a lot of TV shows that do make movies do feel that way. This felt special. I mean, I was a huge Power Rangers fan. I grew out of it. But but I mean, I've seen a lot of TV shows that end up doing movies, and they don't match up to this did in terms of feeling bigger.
Yeah, this felt majestic. And for a long time... there was this weird gray area. I mean, now you can watch any of the Power Rangers episodes from any season on Netflix or Hulu or buy them on DVD. But there's this long void where you couldn't. So for me, this was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I couldn't watch the original show. So it held up for me really well just because this is all I had to remember it by. And it looked cooler with the better suits and the better sets and the better villain costumes. I mean, can we talk about how awesome Paul Freeman is as Ivan Ooze? Mm-hmm. Both the
he's
costume
he's
and the
good,
actor.
And it's not even just like he's good for a kids movie villain. He's actually like...
he's having fun with the role. Commits.
I really liked his performance.
He wasn't there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there.
I mean, he was, but...
it didn't look like it. It looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, there's actually stories of, you know, the Rangers would watch him and, you know, see him pacing around, memorizing his lines, and they would just be kind of in awe. Because
they were really hard.
Honey, I'm here. No, I'm dang it. Damn it.
I'm home. That's it.
Oh, yes, I'm home.
That guy is an actual actor. Everybody else was primarily...
he's still doing stuff.
A martial
artist. Paul Freeman. Yeah, Paul Freeman's still acting. Everybody else, the Rangers, were all primarily martial artists or gymnasts or dancers who got some acting, a little bit of acting experience.
Hip-hop keto.
You're reminding me of the scene where like they're just backs handspringing like infinitely away to like exit. I'm like, you could run faster.
Yeah.
Just turn and run.
Question, was there ever going to be a sequel to this movie? That you know, I know there's working
the Turbo
on one
movie, and then there's a reboot movie coming out. But no, I think this was just going to be the Power Rangers movie. The Turbo movie, even though it is the second Power Rangers movie, it isn't a sequel to this because, like I said before, this takes place in a
One's canon, right?
That one's canon. So the Turbo movie actually takes place within the universe of the TV show. They reference it in the TV show. They cut to clips from it from the TV show.
I remember one of them being canon. I thought it was this one, but
no. They do a similar thing to this in the TV show where they lose their powers and have to get ninja powers and they get the same Zords and they use the Tengu warriors and they use the ninjetti.
So basically the same storyline but in the show.
Kind of, but Ninjor's there. Different character. Dulcea is replaced with Ninjor.
The reason I ask is because, you know, we mentioned Dulcea kind of makes a hasty exit from this movie. And there's actually a moment where Ivan Ooze recognizes her from... It's like, wait, did she have sticks that whistled or something? And he gets like
scared,
really angry or scared.
It seems like, oh, she's going to come back and maybe they'll fight.
They need to have some kind of showdown.
Yeah. And it was, unfortunately, this movie, they shot a lot of it, like a third of it or a half of it or a lot of it. And then they had to reshoot it because for various reasons, you know, certain costumes didn't work right. So they had to go back, take the costumes out and put in new ones or... for whatever reason, they had to change actresses for Dulcea, so that's not the original actress. And that of one of my main vices about this movie is, you know, classic hero storytelling. Your hero has to learn something by the end. He has to be a better person throughout the plot. But this movie does two things that keeps it from doing that. One...
I think you're using vices wrong.
Qualms.
I think if you went on a hero's journey, you would learn to use
to
vices
use vices
better.
Correctly.
That would make you
that's
a better
my, that's my growth
at the beginning,
as
you're
a character.
Like, I don't know how to use this word. And at the end, you're like, that's my vice. And then you turn and look at the camera.
Yeah, credits. But no, it does two things that keep it from doing that. One, instead of a main character, there's five and... You know, they split up. None of them really stand out. None of the Rangers really stand out except, oh, Tommy looks a little cooler than the rest of them because they give him some extra stunts. But they're really, think about it, the Rangers are together the entire movie. Nobody goes off to do individual things. They're kind of just one big five-part character going around. So you can't, how do you write growth for that? It's really hard to do. I mean, we see it in movies like Avengers. You know, that's a good ensemble cast.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't really do that here. And then B, because they had to go up and reshoot, you know, half of the movie... there were scenes where they were training and learning to be better, but they had to cut them out and they didn't have time to refilm it with the new Dulcea. So
yeah,
at the end,
just given new things,
right?
Earning new things.
So at the end of the movie, there's a scene where Tommy says, "Remember what we learned? For those who possess the great power, all things are possible." But there's not really a scene where they ever doubted themselves and then learned that all things were possible. You know, like that could have been their takeaway, but it's missing, and that's just one of the main. Negative vices isn't the word. I almost said it.
Qualms.
That's one of my main qualms with the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. It definitely feels like they move as a unit, which I guess is their thing. You know, that's the Power Rangers thing to sort of be a team. But like, they never really have individual moments, and that kind of was. I don't know if I would say lacking because it's not like kids are gonna like care.
Well.
You know?
I mean, in the TV show, there would be a Kimberly episode, a Billy episode. You know, each one would have an episode. But it's just so hard to write
that
for a movie.
I'm having an episode right now.
Oh, my gosh. This is the Ryan episode of From Under a Rock.
Is there an episode of Power Rangers where, I feel like I've heard this story before, like, where Billy gets, like, a B or something, and, like, he's, like, really traumatized by that. Like, he got a B in school.
Oh,
and
then, like a B in school,
the chick,
yeah.
The whoever the chick lady is, like, says,
the
oh,
chick
so, he
lady?
Doesn't, so he doesn't like
Rita?
Bees, huh? And then, like, sends bees down or something.
There's definitely an episode where he gets a B. There's also an episode where the monster that they fight is a bumblebee.
That might
I
be
think
the
that
same
might
one.
Be the same episode. I'm pretty sure the monster is called the Grumblebee. And also, Billy's afraid of fish. And
what?
Yeah, he's afraid of fish.
He's a frog. Oh, wait, no, that's a different guy.
That's Adam.
I've got a headache.
Michael, you get a point.
Wait, what? That's a catchphrase.
That is a catchphrase.
Those Rangers give me such a headache. A headache.
Oh, God.
Is he looking them up right now?
No, I'm looking at my points.
Okay.
Okay.
I was about to say.
The one thing that I think this movie does do well, though, you know, it's got those plot elements missing for character growth, but I think the scene progression is pretty good. All the scenes are pretty quick. There's not really much of a chance for you to get bored other than...
I didn't have a problem with pacing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The scenes are like a minute and a half tops.
Yeah.
And then they move on to the next thing, and there's three things going on. They cut to the command center, the Rangers, Ivanhoe's.
Other than the fight scenes, which go on...
Right, they spend their time in the fight scenes.
I thought the fight scenes were a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
They were
cool.
They were pretty,
like,
well done. You know, I mean, there's a lot of cheesy
flips and gravity defying,
like, obvious wire stuff that looks kind of herky jerky and
fist bumps. And
one thing I appreciated was they accentuated the fact that the actors did their own stunts. They would show a stunt and then they wouldn't cut until you would see the actor's face.
Yeah. They hired these kids because they were athletic.
They had attitude.
And they had attitude.
They were teenagers.
Bring me five teenagers with attitude. God. They didn't have enough attitude. They should have been talking back to everything.
Why was Zordon a ball sack? Can you explain that to me?
All right.
he has a point. Whenever I used to watch this movie when I was a kid, I always assumed that he was under some kind of space blanket looking thing.
Yeah.
But here he never takes his arms or legs out from under it, so I do kind of wonder his body now.
There's like a
turtle collar.
Collar thing
around his head, and then just
he's wearing an infinity
and it looks like he's just sitting with like his legs crossed, but like laying down. It just looks like he's a ball sack. He looks like a scrotum.
Though.
So let me give you
the
backstory.
That he's laying on crystals.
Yeah. Aside from that,
here's the backstory
to
Zordon, which kind of maybe explains why he's like that.
Alien technology.
10,000 years ago, Zordon got into a fight with Rita. It came out as a tie, and they decided to settle their differences via coin toss. Zordon expected her to play fair.
She
doesn't. So he flips the coin, and he goes, "I win. You're banished for eternity." But as she's being banished, she tricks him and traps him in a time warp, a.k.a. that tube. So the only way he can be in our dimension normally is through that tube. But when he's out of the tube, he ages, you know, crazy rapidly. So I always interpreted it as, because of that accident with Rita, he's just really deformed, and maybe he's just a head and the rest of him is just mush or something.
Two things. Her name's Rita?
Rita Repulsa.
You didn't know that? She's an alien, right? Why'd she have a normal name?
Rita's not a normal name.
Rita is a normal name.
Let's not alienate any of our Rita listeners, okay?
Yeah, Rita's out there.
My grandma's name is Rita, but...
That's a pretty normal...
You know that it's
a pretty
normal
name.
She's the only one I know of, though.
Rita... there's an actress named Rita something.
Seems like a huge lapse in judgment on Zordon's part. Like, why would you put the fate of, I'm assuming, the universe on a coin toss?
To be fair, that's something that I only read on the toys as a kid. That was never said in the show. I don't know if that's necessarily canon.
That could be something that a guy in an office wrote somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
and
this
even
be
in,
funny.
within the show, all I know is that they were in a big battle for thousands of years and they essentially tied, but as he was defeating her, she trapped him.
So is Rita the main bad guy? I mean, not
for
in
the
this
first
movie.
Season.
And then,
wait, hold
and
on.
Then Lord Zedd comes.
Lord Zedd is a badass.
Yeah.
He's just all muscle and he's got a staff with a Z on it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's like, I'm Zedd.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Zedd.
So this movie kind of neutered Lord Zedd, because in the show, he was actually a force to be reckoned with.
I thought you meant neutered as in he had a big old floppy muscle dick.
In the original Japanese version.
Yeah. Oh, okay, of course.
That's not what you thought.
Yes, it is what
I
thought.
No, it's not. No, but like,
I think
badass.
I remember Steven talking about this at some way, how he starts out, even in the show, he becomes kind of this neutered, goofy personality. Later
right.
on.
Yeah, basically.
Where
mom's
he was originally supposed to be kind of the anti-Rita, you know, where he's taking everything more seriously and he's just pure evil, whereas later he's, you know, making
goofball.
Dumb jokes.
I remember that I believe it was the introduction to Lord Zedd's character actually aired in primetime.
Yeah, at night. Yeah,
yeah. And I remember like coming home and like I think it was two nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember specifically coming home to sit down to watch it, and it was Lord Zedd, and I was like, this is a good villain.
Yeah. He was, but moms were too afraid of him and didn't want their kids watching
moms
it.
Moms were too afraid.
Oh, is that what?
And they wrote into Saban and were like, "You, this is too
moms
dark for
ruining
kids."
Everything
and they
again.
Ruined it.
Aye.
And if you watch season 3, you get a point. If you watch season 3, he
I
is
watched season 3.
I don't know what that was.
You said if you watch season 3, you get a point.
No, he's awarding me a point.
I know.
I get it. That was funny.
You're dumb.
No, we both
I get it though. That was a good moment. No, season 3 he is just comic relief and it's so sad because early season 2
he has so much potential.
He has so much presence. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Mom's got to ruin everything, man.
And up until he gets, you know, trapped in a snow globe, he's still a very brooding evil. I mean, his voice is deeper in this movie and his, you know, his costume looks better. And
there's a lot of chrome in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of chrome.
CG chrome and
regular
real chrome.
And
Google chrome.
Chrome on demand.
The CG chrome I could have done with less of, I think.
Yeah.
That's the CG, was it Bugatrons?
Ectomorphicons.
Ectomorphicons.
Sounds like a convention for people who like ghosts or something.
Well, Power Morphicon is the Power Rangers convention.
Mm. Yeah, the Ghostbusters convention is Ectomorphicon.
Ectomorphicon.
Ivan Ooze's. Ivan Ooze's. Beetleborg.
What is happening?
Sorry, we're just making
I'm loving
up stuff
this.
Now.
I'm loving this right now.
Ivan Ooze's Jingo Goingo.
You having trouble there, Ryan?
Megas.
Are you having
Megas
a stroke? He's having a stroke. Is this a stroke?
Bingo. Thingo.
Bingo.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, they're CG. The Zords are CG.
Just terrible. It was just terrible.
It wasn't bad. Like, I actually could have forgiven the bug things because I thought they looked kind of cool despite the fact that they were, like, all chrome. But then, like, when he turns into one of them, that's when it looks
bad.
Ooh,
they give it a face, and you're like, wow, that is horrible.
That was a bad creative decision.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yes, it was 95, and everybody says, oh, but Jurassic Park, yes. But like we were saying, Jurassic Park is kind of this weird exception where, I mean, they used ILM. I don't think these guys used ILM.
You know what had really bad CG? Alien 3, which I think came out
only
a couple years earlier. It looked on par with this.
Yeah.
There's scenes where like the aliens running around. And it looks as bad.
Only
as,
because I've heard bad things about it.
It's not terrible, but it's not the first
it's
two
pretty
at
bad.
All.
I
kind of just want to watch it anyway.
Yeah. It does stick out, the CG, because everything else in this movie looks so great. During the Dino Graveyard battle, Michael, you were asking like, wow, did they puppet this? This looks really good. And the costumes are really good.
Oh my God,
good.
I was so impressed with that.
And you know, like
there's a lot of stop motion in there.
There's a bit of stop motion when the stone warriors come out of the rock wall and turn into like, you know, anthropomorphic warriors. That looks cool, but then the CG Zords show up and you're like, ooh, wow.
You know, I kind of, and it's like, I understand why they went with that decision, but I would have much preferred to see just guys in like the show, like
guys in suits
and
but
like
a throw
small
a lot
scale
of money
city
at it.
And like
yeah.
throw in, yeah. I would have loved to see that.
Instead of the dino thing?
Instead of
the
Zord
CG.
Battle.
The CG.
Yeah, I agree.
And it just looks more fun and cool and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't know if that fits the polished look.
Well,
of it.
Yeah. Well, that's
I
why
would
they
prefer it.
Well, that's why they, you know, because obviously, and then they throw them into space and they throw them into a meteorite. It's like, of course, they're gonna need to do some CG. But
talk about a Deus Ex Machina, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I remember even as a kid, I was always kind of disappointed
like,
with how they ended that.
I was.
It did feel abrupt. You know.
Yes, for sure.
Just kind of out of nowhere.
I was disappointed because as a kid in the TV show, they would always use a really flashy sword finishing slice.
Yeah.
And this one, they just knee him in the groin and he gets blown up by a
oh
meteor.
My God. Which, by the way, an emergency break glass in case of whatever button, it just does a knee.
Yeah.
But and then you're like, but they have a mechanism to walk.
Yeah, why can't
they
just walk?
So they're already pushing buttons that functionally do that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that really begs the question, why have an emergency button?
Also, when you see her reach over and break the glass, she pushes the button in that occasion, too, but they just gloss over it so she can push it again.
What if like, they don't show it, but like every time they take a step with the left foot, she's got to press that button? Over there, pressing the button over and over again.
She's like alternating.
She always
Billy.
Has
She's like left, right, left, right, left, right.
And she always has to keep breaking the glass every single time.
A new panel slides down every time.
Her hands are just like super calloused over it.
Like her left arm is just completely muscle. She's like half Lord
but
Zed.
Also or just to not look blood. Gross, she like alternates high-fiving Billy in between.
That would actually be awesome. I would forgive it if that was the case.
They should do a whole movie based on, all right, how do we make this thing move? And it's just,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So how about the B-plot? With the ooze turning the parents of Angel Grove into zombies.
Care. Didn't give a shit.
Yeah, really.
Really didn't matter, did it?
Yeah, it's just something to cut away to, but it totally, yeah, I don't care. I know he needs the parents to.
As a kid, did you care?
No, I don't think
I cared when they were saving them, because it's like, oh no, steaks. I don't want their parents to die.
Yeah, but it felt like, hey, we need steaks. So
delicious steaks. Ooh,
legitimate steaks sound pretty good right now. I do remember as a kid being actually kind of scared at that moment, though. When
they're going to fall over.
I was a young kid, so forgive me, but...
God, you're a moron.
It's also boring because the scenes where they're part of his evil plot are them essentially just being zombies, so Fred, the kid, is like, hey, Dad, what's going on? And his dad's just ignoring him. It makes for a boring scene. And they're moving so slow, and they're lethargic, and they don't acknowledge anything, and they're so lazy.
If they, like, aggressively take off sprinting and run over a cliff.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be
Well, it also
horrifying.
Took, like, he's like, okay, you know, go jump to your death.
It's like the middle of the day.
12 hours later, they're still like, jump to our death. It's just like, you could go anywhere. You could go to the top of this building that you're in and kill yourself.
No, we need that one
We need the place.
We only have one
place.
Set for this movie.
Yeah.
We have to go back there to do it.
Because I was actually kind of worried. Like now, watching this movie, I was like, holy shit, they're going to like go jump to their deaths. And I was like, this must be like the next scene. And then it was the end of the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah.
The stakes could have been higher.
I think it, yeah.
Also, they all arrive at once as though they were, like, all the same distance away from it.
There
had to be someone, like, passing by the site that had the mind control and was like, oh,
no,
I guess now I go kill myself.
I think he took all of them and he brought them all to the factory.
I think the important thing is that the number of deaths was acceptable.
Zero?
Know? Like, there are a few parents that we didn't see off camera that jumped to their deaths.
Over, yeah. Or got run over by some kid driving his mom's sedan.
You can't tell me what to do, Mom.
Or
you're grounded.
Pointing down the cliff.
Permanent. You're grounded.
Oh.
Or Steven, you get a point.
Yeah.
Just take it.
I will. I think it was something just to be like, oh, this kid's doing stuff and I'm a kid, so I can do stuff. Maybe to make you relate.
Oh,
but I mean,
yeah,
I always
totally
related more to the Rangers.
It would have been scarier / more exciting if, like, that zombified the parents and they were like attacking the kids had to like fight against them or something.
That'd be both horrible and amazing, and so many kids would start hitting their parents.
I don't know if there would probably be moms writing in.
Yeah. I don't appreciate what you made my son do.
You see this black guy?
Because I was already like, I mean, I don't know about you.
Oh,
Michael,
man,
I was already jumping off couches and tables because of this show. So, I mean, if they had kids like fighting their parents, you know, we would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I did it regardless. So.
But you were doing, like, wrestling moves.
No, I was, like, bad-mouthing them. I was just trash-talking my parents all the time. I was that kid.
Did you do it in, like, really cool Ranger fashion?
No, I did
like,
it.
I got a bone to pick with you.
No, I did it in, like, Macho Man Randy Savage fashion. They're like, your voice isn't that deep. Stop doing it. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what, sister.
So... I was talking about how the scene progression's pretty good, but there's one scene that I think they should have completely done without, because I already think the action was good. I think they could have totally taken out the Dino graveyard scene.
I loved
just
the effects on it.
The effects look
great. I was so impressed.
But as someone who's like, I wish there was that character development, I wish they had taken it out and put that there, because... It's kind of boring to me because, like, all right, well, they're not Rangers, and we already get to see him fight as Ninjetti in another scene.
That's what I was going to say, is that we get plenty of them fighting already. They come to the planet, and they fight the bird things. Then they go there and fight the dinosaurs, and then they get to the actual spire and fight the Guardians.
It's not really much
Guardians.
Of a quest. Like, I don't watch Lord of the Rings much, but there's, like, some mental challenges and physical challenges
so
for
you're
them
saying
to go
Power
through.
Rangers should be more like Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Or what you basically just described, the reality show Big Brother, where there's physical and mental challenges.
Yeah. There's like a...
The Bachelorette, you know.
This rose.
Yeah, we should have gotten rid of a dino scene and had a rose awarding
ceremony.
Well,
you know what, I you know, if... Like, even if there had been no other character development, I was expecting something between Tommy and Kimberly.
they have like half of a scene right before the Tengus show up, and that's it.
Well, like, yeah, they have half the scene, but then like in a lot of the fight scenes, they're like, Tommy, Kimberly, I'm coming. You know, like,
he is always first responder yeah. when Kimberly's in trouble. Yeah. yeah.
And it's like
the black Aisha.
The girl, Aisha, yeah.
Aisha's in trouble. Tommy! And he's like, eh.
Yes.
And then Rocky shows up.
Kimberly's like, yeah. Hey, Tommy! And she's like, yeah, I'll get you.
I'm coming, Kim! Also, that Dino Graveyard scene is so weird to me because it seems like a missed opportunity because their powers that they just lost were dinosaur powers, yet they never really acknowledge that they're fighting dinosaurs.
Billy, you should jump on the Triceratops.
It's like our past has come back to haunt us.
It's like someone who's like, some executive was like, fight some dinosaurs. They're on an alien planet. Maybe this is
and also, on an alien planet. They've got dinosaurs.
Also, they say, welcome to Jurassic Park. So probably someone just watched Jurassic Park
yeah.
and then said,
I want to fight dinos too, but we can't afford the CG. Let's make them fight skeletons.
I think it turned out really well.
I mean, no, the execution was great. I just, yeah, like Ryan was saying, there's yeah. already so many yeah, fights. Yeah, yeah.
Michael wishes that the whole movie had just been fighting dinosaurs.
Well,
I'm okay
with that.
Well, yeah.
I'm okay with every movie being about fighting dinosaurs. I'm an alien.
Hear me out, guys. I don't think there were enough extreme sports in this movie.
Such as?
Hacky sacking.
That's not right?
extreme. Motocross.
That is extreme.
Nonstop grinding.
Wakeboarding. Surfboarding.
Sure.
That happens.
Snowboarding.
That happens.
Skateboarding.
Those both happen.
Put
in
a board on the ground and you're boarding, you know?
There's a lot of boarding.
Boarding. School. Boarding. There was some airboarding. You guys corrected me.
There was
that.
Airboarding.
That reminds me, though, I do want to shout out the soundtrack to this movie real quick because it's
pretty
real
good soundtrack.
Song. It's
amazing.
Real song.
Both the songs that they licensed and then the original, the symphonic score.
Kind of the main theme of the original score is stuck in my head to this day, honestly. I can
The Go-Go Power Rangers? Or
No. The orchestral part.
Yeah. Orchestral part. Welcome to Orchestral Park. And it's just John Williams at the LSO playing the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I've been able to call that up in my head anytime over the past 20 years.
It's really good.
And
they should
be able to extract cello DNA from a mosquito.
I was just saying how exhausting it must have been to be a composer for a movie like this. Just because it's like every scene, the whole scene, there's music.
That's not unique to this movie, though.
No, that's why I'm saying
it's
movies
just
like
composers
this,
in general.
Yeah, I mean, John Williams and...
But it's just like so much, you know. There's like, it's not like it's a film where
Sylvester,
there's going to be
right?
a lot of silence, you know.
Yeah, yeah. This. Yeah,
oh, by the way, speaking of composers, rest in peace, James Horner.
Yes.
Oh my God, I was sad when I heard about that.
Yeah. Anyways, now that I brought the mood down, let's go back to our discussion.
Time to power up for ratings.
Let's do it.
It's ratings time.
Ratings.
I don't know if these can be heard.
It's probably like
they're
the
so
shittiest.
Quiet. But we have morphers.
Tyrannosaurus.
Dragons and Triceratops.
Falcon, right?
Tigerzord.
Tigerzord. I got the Falcon thing right here. On my shirt.
No, it's White Tiger, right?
Oh, White
In the movie,
tiger.
It's White Tiger.
White Tiger. White Tiger. I messed up.
In the theme song. Okay,
why's it gotta be Tiger?
Okay, one thing that, as we move into ratings, last thought. One thing that I always thought was weird, they would go, Mastodon, Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger, Pterodactyl, Tyrannosaurus. Wrong order, sorry. Minus my point. I should know that by now.
I wish we had just had this playing under the whole podcast. Yeah.
But in this movie,
you can edit that in.
Like, most of the animals they get are one syllable and not like three or four syllables like a dinosaur. So like I always thought them morphing would be like crane, frog, ape, bear, wolf, falcon.
No, I thought they should have made like
frog.
Like, I'm gonna go ape shit on you.
That'd be amazing.
I will crane supreme.
Wow, that's actually not bad. I like that.
That
one.
Is good. That is good. No point, but that's good.
The one where the other people actually admit it's good and you won't award a point.
All right.
Talk
He's
about a
point
talk
whore.
About
Don't
a splitting headache.
All right,
Michael
Ryan, you
here.
Get a point too.
Oh my God!
Did you end up taking away your point, Steven?
Yeah, I'm back down to zero. The correct order is Dragonzord, Mastodon, Pterodactyl, Triceratops, Sabertooth Tiger, Tyrannosaurus. And then in season three, they would say White Ranger power, Black Ranger power, Pink Ranger power, which was kind of boring.
Well, if you take out Ranger, that could be really bad.
Yeah.
White power.
No, okay, so they would sometimes morph, and there's those Ninjetti suits, and the white Ninjetti suit would have they would all put extra masks. They could use stuntmen. so the white ninjetti suit looked like a KKK member.
Oh my god.
And someone made an edit of the morphing call where it's just Tommy and his KKK suit going, "White power."
Have you seen the gif of them like doing this?
Yeah,
and
it's
like
it's
Heil
Nazi
Hitler
salute.
And they like zoom out, there's a swastika behind them.
Speaking of Nazi salutes, let's rate this movie.
All righty.
I don't understand that segue. Starting
with me neither.
Steven, go for it.
I love this movie. You know, we every time we do a TV movie, we kind of mention how it is as a part of the TV universe, the franchise universe, and then on its own. As a franchise film, I'd give it a B plus. As a movie on its own, I'm going to give this a B minus because it has, you know, those plot elements missing and that CG that kind of brings it down.
I feel bad because I'm missing the nostalgia factor. So I'm going to be a little harsh. But this movie was, I'm going to admit, you know, this movie was actually a lot of fun to watch. And the lacking character is one thing, but like a lot of the fight scenes, which is really what Power Rangers is all about. The fight scenes were actually really cool. I'm going to give it a C plus.
All right. Okay. That's understandable.
I actually liked it more than I remembered. I was just having a blast watching it, and I did have the nostalgia factor. So I'm gonna mirror Steven's rating of a B minus.
Steven, I don't think you do this movie many favors by just the frequency with which you talk about it. So I came in expecting to, you know, kind of here we go, you know, time to watch this Power Rangers movie. But I did, you know, it was legitimately a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there are some serious deficiencies with writing and plot holes and
subpar, yeah.
Plenty of acting, sure. But the fight scenes I thought were a lot of fun. It was goofy enough to make me smile. And then there was Ninjetti Woman. So I'm gonna say B minus as well.
All right.
And that'll be a B minus.
Awesome.
Congrats, Saban. You did it.
All right.
I'm sad, guys.
And there is another movie in the works? Is that still
2017.
Happening?
They actually just released casting information this week.
Huh. What's the theme? Are they
Mighty
the
Morphin? It's Mighty Morphin.
Oh, wait,
again.
They already have
They're Samurai. Going back to Mighty Morphin.
Because when you said reboot movie, I thought you were talking about reboot the show. And I was like, oh, man, I love that show. Anybody else watch that?
No? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty. Now what?
Well, we just Steven, leave, right?
I think we're ready for something. Steven, do you want to give us a...
Can we cheer me up first?
What's wrong, Michael?
What's wrong?
I'm a frog.
Yes, hey. A frog. Like the one you kiss.
Okay.
Turn into a handsome prince.
Okay.
So you're fine.
Well, then I'm ready now.
For the challenge.
It's challenge time.
Challenge.
So, Michael, what review the points before we go into the challenge here.
Well, Steven is back at 0. James is at 4. Ryan is at 5. And I'm at 9.
Wow.
Okay, wow. We've got some catching up to do.
All
James.
Right.
Steven, what's our challenge?
So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you might know back in episode 3 we did a Power Rangers improv scene featuring an evil monster known as the Refrigerator. And I think... it's about time for the Rangers to fight the Refrigerator once more. So we're going to change it up a little bit. You know, I don't want to rehash the exact same scene, but this is the movie. We have a lot more budget, and you know what? The Rangers are going to lose their powers
this
episode.
It's not canon, though.
This isn't canon. So that gives you a little bit more freedom to stray away from the Power Rangers formula.
I'm going to incorporate so much of my fan fiction into this.
And you know what? Just for kicks... I am going to try and participate in this despite filming it. So.
Okay.
Who was well, who you, last time?
I don't
remember. I was the Refrigerator.
Michael was the Refrigerator.
Michael was Refrigerator. Why don't we, I mean, you're wearing the, James, you're wearing the white
Ranger
shirt.
Oh, boy. That's
shirt.
A lot of responsibility.
And Ryan, you are Billy.
I'll be Billy.
Hold on.
Okay, so Ranger, you make up the plan, right?
No,
oh,
but
of course,
here's
yeah.
the thing. I'm going to be Adam.
Okay. Do you want the Mastodon coin?
Sure. If that would make you happier.
For the sake of accuracy.
We have
our morphers here, so...
you have to switch morphers,
have morphers
with Michael.
For the sake of
Ryan and Michael have to switch morphers. This isn't... Here, you know what? This is confusing.
You're telling me.
I have the coins, but they're in the other room, and I'm not going to go get them because we're in the middle of this.
It's fine.
Don't worry about
so,
it.
So, yeah. You can be Tommy.
I'd say do worry about
no,
it.
No, no. I need to be
okay,
the Black
so
Ranger.
Wait. Why aren't you going to be the refrigerator?
James is.
Are you what? Actually...
Wait, am I being... I thought you were saying James is because he's wearing white.
No.
No, I'm
no, you're
the... Tiger Falcon.
You're the White Ranger. James is the White Ranger. I'm the Blue Ranger, and you're the bad guy. Right?
Steven...
Wait, why?
I know how to beat the refrigerator, though. So I want to be the Black Ranger.
Well,
okay, I've got the Black Ranger coin. This is all official.
All right. Should I be the refrigerator
push
then?
The, yes.
Okay, I'll be the refrigerator.
I could, all right, yeah. All right. Because this is the movie. This isn't canon. We can switch it up.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, no. I know what I'm going to do.
Because in 4Canon, I'm the refrigerator.
I know what I'm going to do. I'll start out as Billy.
Oh! Oh! Okay.
That's a clue. Right. That's a clue right
James,
there.
James, are you still Tommy?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm... Oh, shit, my coin fell out.
Hold well, that's not
no,
good.
No, now I'm
okay,
Tommy.
Now we've got to be ready, okay?
All right, so, the Foire Rangers meet the refrigerator.
Wait, can I be Zach?
Yes.
Part two.
Part two, okay, there we go. The movie, colon, a cinematic experience in 4D.
Oh, it's upside down.
And we begin. Ay, 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 Rangers!
What's wrong, Alpha?
There's a monster attacking downtown Angel Grove.
What else is new?
What is it?
It's the refrigerator.
Not the refrigerator.
He's back.
Oh, God.
Well, what are we going to do about this, folks? Is that something that Tommy says, folks?
Never.
Okay.
Not once.
What are we going to do about it, kiddos?
Still way off base.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Billy, we've been friends for years.
I know. Just
Billy, I'm your one Black friend. So you better know my
no,
name.
No, don't worry about it. I'm really Billy, you guys.
Okay.
Wait a
Billy,
minute.
Billy, tell us the plan.
That's not
how
a
about,
thing Billy says.
How about we all make out with each other a little bit?
I'm okay with that. Kimberly, where are you?
Just like my
She's
fan
gone.
Fiction.
It's a Mighty Morphin sausage fest in here.
You're treading on a line here, Ryan. Just letting you know. Be careful where you go with this.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, Tommy. Billy.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
Wait a minute. You're cold to the touch.
Well, you're being cold as ice towards me, Rangers.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
How did he get in here?
I'm Jason.
I'm glad we didn't kiss him. Otherwise, our tongues would stick to him.
That's true. It would have been all like the Christmas story.
You've discovered my first evil plot, but it was actually just a subplot. For my real, the real true phase of my evil scheme is about to begin.
Well, I'm really excited to see how that pans out for you.
Well, thank you.
We're gonna let you get so far before we, you know, shut you down. Before we put you on ice, Rangers. Psh, damn it!
Just like in the movie, the coins fly out.
Oh no, my coin!
It's my power.
I'll take that.
No, he got my power.
Tommy, how are we gonna come up with a plan without Billy?
I don't know.
I'll take your coin as
no,
well.
No, you can't have it. You can't have it.
I don't know.
Hey, man, what if not I cool.
What if I open my door at you?
Oh, I'm still Jason.
We gotta resist the freezing. Quick, who has firepower? Does anybody have firepower of some sort?
You're just.
I know how to beat him.
Yes.
I'm Black. All Black people know each other. I'm going to get my friend Ice Cube. He's from the freezer, and freezers are on top of refrigerators, and I can crush him from above with a freezer. Mastodon.
Tyrannosaurus!
My thing got stolen.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker name Ice Cube. Oh, shit. Ice Cube's here. Yeah, what up, brother? Hey, Ice Cube, go stop the refrigerator.
Oh,
man,
no.
I can't do that. I at least not with an ice cube, but I do got this 9mm Glock. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, the refrigerator's shot full of holes.
Well... Now I'm going to visit my repair factory. It'll take me a while to get through customer service, but once I'm done, I will be larger than ever.
Hey, buy this some time. Let's get in our Zords.
Why not?
It takes 10 minutes.
Is it okay if I just wear my normal clothes in my
Yeah,
Zord?
That's fine.
I'm really not feeling like with the coin being taken.
It's not
and
really protective gear. It's actually kind of heavy.
You guys that's what I thought.
Sorry,
pounds.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back already.
You guys aren't even going to morph or anything?
We already did.
They already did. I'm staying like this.
Oh, dinosaur
because
power.
Because I have your coin.
Yeah, can I have my coin?
Oh, yeah,
please?
Sure.
Okay,
oh, okay.
All right. White Tiger.
Welcome.
Cool. Now we're in our Zords, right?
Yeah!
Wait. Hold on. Ice Cube has a Zord, but it's a lowrider.
And I am now the true form of the refrigerator.
My God. He's turned Austrian.
I will refrigerate you.
Wait a minute.
Hasta la vista, babies.
I've seen this before. A man with that accent doing cold things? We need Batman. Because that's Mr. Freeze.
You rang.
Batman.
Hey, I'm Batman.
And I'm Robin.
Robin, I told you to stay in the
car. Hey, Batman,
I told you to
me.
Stay in the car.
Batman.
Why don't you chill out?
No.
Hey, I've heard that one before.
Wait a minute. No. Well, Batman's a bust.
Ah, it was nice to meet him, though.
Yeah, it was nice to meet him. It was the winter of his discontent.
Oh,
anyways.
God. What else do we do?
How about we just kick the shit out of him
with
our Zord?
Let's kick the shit out of him.
I will send a never-ending winter.
Too
on...
bad we're already Megazord.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Oh,
jeez. Guys, I tore off his refrigerator door. And now I'm going to beat him with it.
I love justice. He's slicing his... Oh, my God. Adam! Adam! Adam, calm your tits.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I went a little overboard.
You
but
did.
The moral
Jesus
of the story
Christ.
Is the refrigerator won't be a problem anymore.
Great job, team. Hands in. Power Rangers!
And then we freeze midair.
Oh, then the refrigerator won.
No, not like that. It was an
that
editing
was his plan
choice.
All along was to get us to freeze frame.
And scene.
Wow.
A special guest appearance by Batman
and Ice Cube.
So that was fun. Let's see. Let's tally up points. That was really inventive. That went. Y'all took the non-canon premise very far. I like seeing Batman in there,
Ice
Mr.
Cube,
Freeze. That
shooting
was fun.
Him with a Glock. That was great.
We had
just like last time.
Yeah.
I even got some of my shipping in for my fan fiction.
Yeah, yeah. James, it took forever for us to morph.
Well, he stole my coin.
But then you also lost your coin, which I don't know whether or not to dock you a point because that's a legit problem with your specific
See?
Toy. But I am pointing out that it... you know what, though? That is because of the
it's
toy.
It's his responsibility.
That's a not... But that's a... Okay, that one won't... You're off the hook on that. You're
All
off
right.
the hook on that. Because if you wow. hand me that morpher...
I have a feeling like inside Steven's mind right now, there are very detailed notes.
Yeah,
right
there really
now.
Is.
This coin falls out all the time.
It literally just
except
didn't
for now.
When you did it. So you
James, what's
James.
Your problem?
He is the chosen one.
Well, it does when you hold it.
It got
nope.
very...
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what happened.
All right, so Ryan and James, effort. Y'all were... I mean, Ryan and Michael, y'all were very creative. I'm going to give you both 4 points. And then, Ryan, you get an additional point for a good pun you make. And I guess so does Michael.
Hey,
so
I made
guess
it,
y'all
yeah,
are both...
put you on ice pun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all,
but...
Y'all each get a pun point. So that Ryan and Michael have 5 points. James, you have 4. So that's... What does that total out to?
That is 8 points to James, 10 points to Ryan, 14 points
wow.
for me.
All right. And 0 for Steven still.
And 0. Steven.
I'm going to give myself a point for making that freeze frame connection at the end.
Yeah, Steven, I'm going to give you a point for that, too.
All right, that's 2 points.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good job, yeah.
And I'm going to give you a point for your coin not falling out.
Hey, I'm a pro.
All right, so
Steven with 3.
So I think that's, unless I'm doing the math wrong here, that's pretty clear that Michael is the winner here.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.
For starting out a new cycle, right?
New cycle. And this cycle, we have a theme.
Oh, theme, yeah? Theme.
Theme.
I don't think we need a theme song.
Ba, 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 ba. That's it.
That's it. That's
song.
The theme song.
Don't. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
What's the theme of the next cycle, Michael?
Martial arts. Doesn't have to be a martial arts movie, but it has to be a movie in which martial arts are a large part of
it. Funny. We just watched one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Like that?
Yeah.
Like with wish sounds and fighting and punches? Like
sure.
Like,
got a lot of
like
toys.
That and
got a lot of toys.
Maybe some sword fights in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like whipping things around really fast.
Maybe. I don't know.
So how would you choose to kick off this Kung Fu cycle?
I'm going to pick it with Michael. What was originally going to be the very first episode of this show until I pulled a swerve and picked Bullworth instead. We're going to watch Black Dynamite.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
Steven's the one who hasn't seen it, right?
I have not. No, I haven't.
That is such a funny movie.
Very cool. All right, so...
Dynamite. Dynamite.
Dynamite. So, yeah, everyone check out Black Dynamite. Do you know if it's available on Netflix or anything like that?
I don't know.
I own it on Blu-ray.
Okay, cool.
If you guys can get a copy of it for the audience, check it out. Yeah. And then we can, you know, you'll be part of.
Guys, email James. If you want to borrow James's
copy.
Yeah, just call in.
What's your Twitter?
At Mr. McDoodles.
Mr.
underscore McDoodles.
Write us in, fuarock@gmail.com. Tweet us at fuarockpodcast. Post on our Facebook, facebook.com/fromunderarock. We'd love to hear from you. Check out Black Dynamite and post your thoughts. Do you have a kind of a discussion question?
Do you have a disgusting question?
Question, you disgusting slob of a human being, Michael?
In Black Dynamite, they have Roscoe's...
chicken and waffles.
No, before that.
Oh.
Chili and donuts.
Yeah, chili and donuts, right.
That didn't work out. And it took them a while to find chicken and waffles. What other failed combos would you open a restaurant?
That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one. Write in, let us know.
God, Roscoe's chicken and waffles is delicious.
And by the way, we're going to have that when we...
Please. Oh, in 40s? I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
This was an action-packed challenge. You can check out the challenge highlights video on YouTube, youtube.com/hyperdrivepics, along with other great content such as...
Well, since this is all Power Rangers, I should mention I was a guest star on the Ranger Command Power Hour, which is a Power Rangers podcast. You should go check it out. There'll be links to it on Facebook, and if I send you the link, maybe in the show notes too.
Sure.
It was a big pleasure being a guest on their podcast. And I guess one thing we failed to mention is the day this podcast comes out, Tuesday, June 30th, is the exact day, the exact 20th anniversary of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Well, we should have led with that. Episode.
Right. So,
but we've mentioned it on...
Happy 20th birthday.
We actually did plan it this way.
Yeah, no, we did. So happy 20th birthday, Power Rangers movie.
Well, we didn't plan Steven to be last in the cycle, but it's a pretty reliable bet.
Yeah.
Shots
it's
fired.
Not no it's not from a place of hostility, it's a place
statistics
of, yeah.
You can't argue with the facts. This I'm not coming, even disagreeing with you. I didn't even go ooh.
I know James is the one who got offended by it. And Steven's like yeah, yeah no it's totally
get offended. Look at the numbers, like, man. Whoa,
this coming from such a disgusting person as Michael. Even
what
just
yeah I'm okay with that.
Why am I
sustained
guys? I'm gonna go home and
you
shower.
Make me sick. And that's going to do it for this week's episode. Let's go around the table.
I'm Steven Steuben, Suburban the Burb, Suburban's Rita the Jerk, the Red Ranger, Tyrannosaurus.
I'm James McAnally, a.k.a. McDoodles.
I'm Michael
the
Ornelas.
The White Ranger.
I'm Michael Ornelas, a.k.a. Mike Bourbon. Wearing a Green Ranger shirt, I was...
the doofiest looking dragon.
And I was the Black Ranger in our
He's like, hey,
fun challenge.
What's going on? Come in and order some pizza. That's what that dragon looks like.
And
or maybe I'm just high
who
already.
Else is left?
And I'm Ryan Evans, a.k.a.
Mayan Evans.
The Blue Ranger, Triceratops. And thank you once again for joining us for another episode of...
That shirt was too hot.
From under a rock.
So disgusting.
Michael. It was really hot. I wore a shirt... underneath the Power Rangers shirt. And it was a medium.
It is quite hot.
I'm like a between an L and an XL. And I shoved myself into a medium for your sick entertainment.
Such my sick entertainment is right, you disgusting person.
he's entertained by how sick and gross you look.
I'm going home.
I can't look away. I'm going home. It's so gross.
See you next week, everybody.